It's small margins at this level, isn't it? And the top teams, you look at your likes, your Saracens, your England in the Six Nations, it's these small margins make a huge difference, and we just didn't get those small margins right. I felt first 20 minutes we were pretty good. We had the 3 points. We then missed another opportunity to build on that lead. And I guess the most disappointing thing from my side tonight is that middle 20 minutes, as you allude to there, where we conceded three, what I would call, relatively soft tries. And we just got to have a bit of composure. You can concede one, just get back on with it next job, and we move on again. And that's something that we've got to learn about. But the boys came back second half, and we spoke at half time. If we're going to just sit around and let them run over us, it's going to be a long, long night. And I think we were unfortunate, probably three good opportunities in the second half where we've been held up around or over the line, and nine odd points or 7 points missed at goal. And they're a good side, and as I say, it's just these little margins, and that's what we've got to learn about.
Great for the club to be at this level and you know, be competing in games like this, though. You know, only second season coming back up, having had that first season relegation, but second season back up, and to be where you are, it's almost ahead of schedule.
Yeah, we've overachieved this year. I mean, we set out the objective at the start of the year to be, we'd like to be top six, around mid-table. If we could be that sixth, fifth position, it'd be fantastic. So to finish third in some respects, probably, I don't know if it's a little bit false, but we've earned the right to be there. But on the flip side of that, like you say, probably ahead of schedule of where we need to be. And as a club, we're still growing. We're building our supporter base, and we're still learning on the pitch. And it'll be a massive challenge for the boys next year to try and replicate that, because the expectations will be higher as well. But we want to be involved in these types of games, and you can only learn from them by playing in them.
Yeah. What's the approach though? I mean, obviously you've got to nurse a few bruised bodies over the next couple of days, and then prepare for next week, where you've got to chase, at least try and put pressure on Carnegie, I would have thought, up there.
Yeah, look, we play them in the B&I Cup, and we put 50 points off, 40, 50 points on them here. So we know we can score points. That's something we're good at, but you also can't concede soft tries. I guess for us, we didn't expect to be in this position, so it was a free shot. We got nothing to lose at the end of the day. If it means we go there, I prefer to go there next week and play some rugby and play and entertain, rather than going there and trying to play negative rugby. We will go there and we will play rugby, and at the end of the day, if that's not good enough, we'll go on our summer holidays and come back for pre-season, but knowing we've had a shot at them. I don't want to go there next week and leave a few bits behind and play, not go out there and express ourselves in the way we're known for that attacking rugby.
And if you talk about, yeah, exactly, attacking rugby, entertaining rugby, you know, the second half, Will Harris's try was particularly special, wasn't it? But also some of the running game, you know, got the crowd lifted, got everyone going, and that's what you like to see, Dan.
Yeah, and that's what I like to think, that's what people know us for. We've got the artificial pitch, and for us to build the fan base, we've got to entertain as well, and we've got to show people that's what we're about. And that's why I'd like to think the kids come and watch us play. They see us playing the game, and they want to play. That's why they want to play rugby. So yes, you have to do the nuts and bolts as well, and we've got to tidy up some of those areas, those small margins. But ultimately, we still want to go out there and entertain and play good running rugby, and that's where we're still learning to get that balance between our game of when to run, when to kick, and you saw that tonight, especially around the middle third. Yeah. But we won't change from the way we are, and we'll still keep attacking.
It's still been a very positive, whatever happens this Friday and next Friday, of course, it's still been a very, very positive year.
Oh, exactly. It's a couple of extra matches. We've hit the semi-final of the British and Irish Cup, and we've hit the top four in the league. We actually finished third, and to actually get to the semi-finals and be involved in this kind of game, it's great for the profile of the club. It's great for our players that want to progress to that top level, and I think it's probably a little bit of a wake-up call for some of them, that some of them think they're maybe a little bit close. Well, you're probably a bit further away than they think about. So from my point of view, I hope they'll go away in the off-season, whenever that is, and they'll work harder to come back better. And for us as a club, it's fantastic to get new supporters down, build the crowd, and just grow as a club.